Music can do many things. It can soothe us, entertain us, it can make us smile. Music can make us dance or even make us cry. A song can inspire a nation to war or be a symbol of peace. Music can transform your life. Music can change the world. And when music isn't there, the lack of it can hold your soul captive. And then, when it comes back again, music can rise like a phoenix from the ashes of war. You're listening to music from the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. As their name suggests, the band was formed in a dusty refugee camp by a group of musicians from Sierra Leone, fleeing the brutality and bloodshed of their country's savage civil war. Now, only a few years later, the band is touring the world, a living example of the redemptive power of music persevering over the unspeakable horrors of war. Anne Strangechamp spoke to the band's youngest member, a young man named Black Nature, about how he came to be a refugee all-star.
In 2002, after we had some few instruments donated by an organization, a Canadian organization called CECI in the refugee camp, they gave us like few instruments like the guitar and like the drum and the amplifier and the microphone. So we started playing in the refugee camp. At that time, we started becoming, you know, really, really known among our refugee brothers, because whenever we started playing, you will see like hundreds, you know, high and low numbers of people will come around and start to dance to our music and forget about the pain and struggle, you know.
So, and how old were you at the time?
I think I was around 15.
And you'd been living in the refugee camps, what, since you were maybe 11 or so?
Yeah, since when I was 11.
It's a long time.
Yeah, but yeah.
You lost your parents in the war?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, I lost, actually, my mom, they were like the first victim when the war started. And a few years when finally the war reaches the city, that's when I lost my dad. For me personally, I was taken away by the rebels because my dad was actually captured in front of me. He was taken in a car and he was burned alive in front of me.
Oh.
And that was the point where I was arrested also by a group of rebels and taken away. I was actually among the kids who were carrying loads and just the materials that they use.
So they tried to turn you into a child soldier?
Right. So I was with them for a while and I get the opportunity to escape from them and start to join other families. And finally, I find myself in a border between Guinea and Sierra Leone.
You know, the level of violence, of brutality in that war was so extreme. It's really hard to understand what kind of people could inflict so much pain on innocent civilians.
Yeah, that's the thing about our civil war, you know, like, it seems like when the war started, the people who were fighting against the government, who were the rebels, they said that we are going to fight for the progress of the civilians. They were going to fight for the civilians. And a few years, things just turned into bitterness and they started, you know, turning against the civilians, killing and rape and burning of houses and cutting of hands. And, you know, the more the war continued and it became really, really crazy war, most of the people don't even know why they were fighting for, even the rebels.
It makes me think of one track in particular on your new album, Ja Mercy. I don't know if the lyrics speak to what we've been talking about, but you know, it seems like that's one of the questions that informs that particular song. At the beginning of the lyrics, I just want to know what you're fighting for.
Yeah, well, bad things are going around the world, you know. We can't figure it out and try to stop it. And it's high time for us to ask Jah, you know, which is God, you know, to send down his mercy and help us figure it out.
Has been always so extraordinary about your music and so moving to people who find out about your group is that after all of what you lived through, your music is still mostly upbeat, even joyous. Where do you find the joy?
Well, that joy just comes from, you know, our heart and forgiveness and love.
Yeah, but where do you find the strength to forgive or to feel love after you've watch the people you loved most in the world be destroyed by other human beings?
Well, I found it through music. I found it through music. You know, when I started playing music, that was the time I get to realize that after all what has happened, I don't have to continue to carry that anger and pain in my mind. So I just have to release that and continue my hopes and dreams.
We are the living stone. Some of them are stepping stones. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. We are the living stone. Some of them are stepping stones. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. Ooh, yeah, na, 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 na.
Do you still feel like you still need music to help you continue to recover in your own life? Is your music still healing things in you?
Yeah, it's 100% healing things to me. And it's something that I'm going to continue the rest of my life because I have great passion of music. I know what music has done for me. And, you know, he changes my life totally by, you know, just I have the opportunity to travel around the world and see incredible people, stand in front of thousands of people and meet people and talk about life, talk about what has happened to me, like what we're doing right now, you know, like it will take me month for me to think about what has happened to me, because by talking to you right now, I feel like, wow, this is real, you know, like I know I'm talking about my life and stuff, but trust me, when I go back home, I'll think about something else. I'm not just going to be sitting there thinking about what has happened to me.
Is there a song you choose to end with?
Actually, Birmani is a song that talks about family, which is basically Birmani in Creole. In English means trouble. The song talks about how a family should respect each other, especially the mom and the dad. Where there is no respect, there will be trouble, there will be fighting, there will be disrespectful, and there will not be love. So that song is trying to express that families should love each other, especially the mom and the dad, so that for the better future of the kids.
Peace begins at home.
Right.
Hey, thank you so much for talking today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mama le moya mai
Salaya tarati kapai ei
Salaya tarati my moembo Salaya tarati kapai Mama le moya mai
Pop 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 Bermani waka yung waka yung waka yung waka
Black Nature is the youngest member of the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. Anne Strainchamp spoke with him. The band's latest album is called Rise and Shine.